Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today
Ruth Wallisoff,
22, bracelet, necklace. I'm just, she's the lady of mystery here. But it's always a pleasure when Ruth is on because, for two reasons. Ruth comes prepared, which is so important. It really is, to keep the show going. But more important than this is being, you know, this is my compliment of the day. Ruth's a lovely person. So it's always a pleasure when you're on because it's fun talking.
True.
And she's very humble, which is the most important
thing. Listen, she's allowed. It's her birthday. It's her birthday week.
Oh, my
God. She can do whatever she wants.
These people are killing me.
Birthday month?
See? Oh, that's right.
The birthday month.
That's right.
So, obviously, when you're talking birthday month, we're talking Christina
right.
Lou.
I know. It's rapidly approaching the end of my birthday month.
What is your birthday?
It was April 3rd.
Oh, so,
April is my birthday month, yes.
I know. And since we didn't do Christina's birthday party yet, that will be coming out eventually.
Oh, it's fairly suspenseful.
When we do the number thing, we're only doing 8. Which is for infinity, which she liked the number. Mm-hmm. Actually, I tell everybody that story. I can tell it.
Yes.
Jay works in landscaping, her husband. And so a ring would be a dangerous thing. So he had 2 infinity signs tattooed on his finger as his wedding band. Mm-hmm. Which I didn't know that until last week when we came up with a number. And 8 is just infinity and yada, yada, yada. And it's a good number in the first place.
Yeah, and he actually was listening last week,
Jay.
And he said he burst out laughing in the car when you said, who's the other, you know, the one infinity street, but who's the other one for, right. His other girlfriend. Jay thought that was, like, absolutely hilarious. So,
but I think that's another one of that. How nice that is.
Yeah,
you know?
Very nice.
And then you know things aren't going good if he cuts off his finger.
I know.
Where's Jay? Right. The one finger's got it. Oh, boy. Pressure at home.
But yes, I'm excited that my birthday. We're keeping it going.
You have to keep it going.
I'm super into it.
You know.
But you know, enough about my birthday.
Are you serious?
Yes. No. We'll do a segment. I know we're really like thrown off because we didn't get to have.
When is your birthday, John?
October.
When is mine? October 22nd.
Okay, we'll try to remember that.
Yes, don't worry. John knows I'll never forget his birthday. but yes, so North Hempstead, we have all of our groups are, you know, continuing to meet. And we've been fortunate enough, we have a new partnership with EAC, who is providing our social work services now. So we just got one of our new social workers, Andrea, who's already doing a wonderful job. She's
cool.
Great. So, and then we're looking to hire more. So it's really just an exciting time for Project Independence. And, you know, the new people that are coming in are really excited to be part of such an amazing program. So I really I encourage people to check it out because it's certainly so many great programs. Call 311 for any of these groups because it's really great. And talking about coloring, you know, and being artistic, we also have a Color Me Calm program that's been going on every month. It goes on actually every week at the Yes We Can Community Center. Color Me Calm.
Oh, okay.
And this is, you know, it's all those books you see, the adult coloring books, which are really a fun little relaxing thing to do. And this one, it just relieves stress, it improves your mood, and what's nice, too, is that you're able to socialize while doing it. So it's a nice little activity to do kind of during the day over at Yes We Can Community Center. It is at 12:30, and it's really great. I mean, we checked it out one day, and people, speaking of laughing, people were hysterically laughing while doing it, you know, so it's really... It's such a nice activity, and I'm a firm promoter, too, in the whole laughter thing, because I do believe it makes quite the difference.
It makes a giant difference.
It does. It really does, and I certainly laugh a lot. And I say, like, you're burning calories, too, so I say I got my exercise in for the day when I laugh.
I love it.
That's my activity. Another great program that I really encourage people to check out, we've actually had them on the radio show before, it's called PAC, which is the Patient Activation Through Community Conversations Patient Advocacy. It's from the Pulse Center, who we actually had on maybe a year or two ago. And you can learn about patient advocacy by sharing your healthcare experiences, and you can discuss different solutions that have benefited others. I mean, we certainly all know that God forbid, when you have to go into the hospital, it's an insane thing to navigate, no matter what age you are. You know, and especially if you don't have someone who's advocating for you and kind of taking in all the information. You know, it's really, I mean, and that's any age, you know, I know for my own self, it's like sometimes you just need someone else there to kind of take all the information in too. But this organization really is incredible. And
I remember when she was on.
Yeah, oh, see, there you go.
Really?
Good.
Yes.
And it's just, it's really an important thing. So I think I really encourage everyone to check that out. That's also going to be at Clinton G. Martin Park. And that's Wednesday, May 22nd at 10 a.m.
I hope it's a Wednesday.
Yep, Wednesday.
Because you said the fundraiser was a Wednesday and it was Tuesday.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Very good. I know they really need to update their flyer because it's not going to have typo. but another wonderful program, if you are still driving.
Is that a program at Ripping
out
People
there?
Apart? I think that'd be fun.
Is Friday, May 31st, is Carfit. I encourage everyone to check this out.
That's a very good idea.
And you really need to.
I'm going to try.
You should. It's really, I'm just telling you, I've done it. It's you always learn something. And you need to make an appointment, though, in advance because there's limited space and it does fill up. So CarFit is a 12-point checklist when you could – you literally get to – you sit in your car and the little – you know, one of our staff people will go through the whole process with you about how far you should be from your steering wheel or how your steering wheel should tilt. And there's they'll ask you, do you know where this is? Do you know where that is? Because, I mean, when I did
it – you'll say, no.
But that's actually what had happened. I had a new car. I remember this was – when the program first started years ago, and I wasn't totally sure actually where certain things were. They said, oh, you can do this, and you know,
if I can jump in here, Christina seems to get a new car every couple of weeks. It seems. I see this hot white one in there.
Yes, that's like, finally, yes, I got my car. My lease is up, which is always stressful, but thank God for Jay, because I hate the whole lease negotiation process, but my husband takes charge of that, thank God. And I just get the nice car at the end of it, you know, and I just have to, and I have to pay the payment, so it's like, well, it's all right. But anyway, enough about my fabulous car outside. What I've also, which totally stuck with me in the CarFit program that I learned, is that when you're adjusting your mirrors, you shouldn't see your car in the mirror.
You shouldn't see your car?
You should not see your car at all because you want to get as much, you know, see as much that's going on there because you know you're in your car. You know, you don't need to see your car because that's.
I don't know how to use the right mirror. So,
well, you should certainly be car fitted then, Ruth, because it's a.
Don't say that on the air.
Yeah.
Which is for the guest, the left or the right? Come on,
but,
Ruth.
No, but it's, you know, little things like that. You should
you're,
probably.
You're kidding. But
you should really.
It's not a kidding matter.
Yeah. You should definitely check it. Go to this. It's. I mean, they only take 20 to 30 minutes.
I didn't do the thing, but Shari was on once. Talk to me
Shari,
about it.
And she will be on next week.
Oh, she's on next
week? Yeah, she's on next week, Sherry.
Oh, that's
so
right,
she's talking about CarFit?
Yeah, she'll be on next week.
It's the most amazing thing because I do it, mm-hmm. and I got my partner to do it.
Yeah.
When you see the car in the back window, okay, mm-hmm. and then because it's the side mirrors are so wide, you see him when he moves from the back, and now he's on your side, coming all the way up.
Mm-hmm.
When he disappears from the side, you see him.
Yeah.
There's not a blind spot.
Yeah.
Normally, you have half the car and half the thing, so when you don't see him, you go over and it's a blind spot.
Yeah.
There's no blind spot if you have the mirror
all the way,
but you're not seeing your car at all.
Right. And it takes some getting used to.
Oh, yeah.
Because it took me a while, but now I've accepted, I do that all the time now, and when I see other people.
It's great.
And I feel really excited when I get to tell people.
I'm going to call and make an appointment.
That tip. It's really, really a wonderful, wonderful program. And like I said, they go through this whole checklist with you and give you, you know, a rundown of different things. And it's certainly, especially as you age, you know, there's different things, you know, maybe it's not as easy to turn or to do certain things. So Shari is able to really go over adaptive features with you.
And the name of the person is Shari?
Well, so it's a whole bunch of people, but Shari is our mobility manager. This mm-hmm. program is actually through AAA and AARP and us. We're all joined together.
It sounds like a defensive driving course.
Yes. Yeah. No, it's all tied into the same thing. But it's really
actually
good.
I've been to defensive driving.
Mm-hmm.
Defensive driving doesn't really touch on this.
Yeah, because it's
as
not
much.
As right. It's not
it's
not as active. Right?
Right.
You're not. It's not as like, you know. It's more of an interactive kind of experience. CarFit. But it's good to do both. I promote doing both because it certainly, which reminds me, I need to actually re-up my defensive driving class. It's like on my to-do list. I need to do.
Your to-do list must be yay long.
I have a very long to-do list. I do. And I like a hard copy one because then you can cross it off and feel like you accomplished something for that day. But another great thing, Mother's Day is coming up and the Clark Botanic Garden is going to have a spring plant sale. That is May 10th. from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturday, May 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. There's going to be annuals for sale, perennials, herbs, shrubs, hanging baskets, vegetables. I mean, you name it, it's there. And the plant sale actually raises money for the Fannie Dwight Clark Memorial Garden Foundation. Right, okay. Which is really nice, too. And there will also
be an
art
sandwiches
show.
Sandwiches and homemade cakes.
See, I like it. She went right to the food. I like that. A woman of my own heart.
Oh.
And there'll be an art show, raffles, a gift shop. Oh, she doesn't love a gift shop. There's all kinds of, I mean, all different things. So definitely check that out. And it's a great reason you're supporting a good cause. And you can get something lovely for your mom, your grandma, your friend, whatever it is. So
perfect.
Check that out.
Oh, you got one more.
One more.
And just, I'm going to throw in one more time, not just because Ruth is here, but in general, the co-hosts, you do a great job. It's so much fun. Mm-hmm. The Coastal, it's, we all get along, which is very important.
And if we don't, well, we just don't call
Ruth
them
or
back.
Otto, oh, so those that don't get called.
So they make the show fabulous. It's such a wonderful, and we really have a good time.
I think John
laughing,
makes the show.
No, he does.
He really
perfect.
Does.
It's a great fit. But the laughter is certainly goes strong over here. Next week, I want people to tune in. We have Dennis Collins, who's one of our interesting seniors in North Hempstead, will be on, and Shari Baton, our mobility manager.
You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio. Have a great weekend, everybody. It's on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.